This is that time of day where normally I say, I've got the food, D's got the beer, it's time to feed the resistance. However, I didn't bring any food today.
Well, why not, Pat?
Because I have a special guest with me today.
Awesome.
From the River Food Pantry. Chris Tuttle is here. Chris is the chef at the River Food Pantry. Is that correct?
One of the chefs, yes.
One of the chefs. You have multiple chefs. I did not realize
that. There are now three of us. The program's gotten big.
Wow, that's incredible. And that sounds a little weird when I say chef at the River Food Pantry, because normally when I think of a food pantry, I think of going in, getting my groceries, going home, cooking them up, right?
Totally.
Sure, yeah.
But you can do that at the River Food Pantry. But you offer a few different options for folks who may not be able to do that all the time.
Yeah, that's correct.
Tell me about a couple of those options that people have at the River.
Well, my focus is on the Family At-Home Meals program.
Okay.
Also, the Munch program, I'm involved with that too, which is basically meals when kids aren't in school.
I have seen the Munch Mobile
pull
up in a neighborhood and the kids just come swarming. They love
it.
They absolutely love it. And you guys really do a good job of taking into account that, you know, people have different tastes, people have different dietary needs, people have different cultural needs.
Yeah,
tell me a little bit about that.
We're able to have some flexibility. You know, when I started at the River, it was 3.5 years ago. So I did about 6 months pre-pandemic.
Okay.
And then things changed.
Just the before times were glorious.
Yeah, pre-pandemic, you did community meals right there at the River itself. That had to end, obviously, during the pandemic.
Yep, we did 6 meals a week, 2-3 lunches and 3 dinners. And those were much smaller scale.
Right.
We did it maybe 400 to 600, sometimes 800. It fluctuated a lot. But then when the pandemic hit, just like many people, we went curbside. And we also sort of rebuilt our volunteer staff to some degree, I guess. And then, you know, the volunteers, depending on age, we slowly got volunteers back. And we were finally able to start the meals again. The market never stopped, but the meals were able to shift to curbside. And that involved a whole different process and kind of a rebuilding of the interior. And since then, we've been able to put a meal since, I would say, 3 months after the pandemic is when we got started. We've been able to add a meal after people come through and get their market. So the fam meal, that's what that is. It's the same thing, but now it's in a box and delivered.
And you brought in this week's fam meal. So tell me what you brought in for today.
Today we have tamale pie.
We have
beef tamale pie and veggie tamale pie. And if you're not familiar with tamales, it's masa. It's often steamed in corn leaves if you're doing it really authentically.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of scope, you know, it's hard to do in any situation where you're mass producing the food.
For sure.
So our chefs are really good talent. The talent.
The true
Rachel
talent
and Teo,
this.
they're great chefs. I'm a production guy, I'll be honest.
Okay.
I like keeping things going and letting them do the really skilled. And as you can tell, I mean, they really do a good job.
Oh, totally. I've already been snacking on this, by the way. There's a woman in my town that will post on the community page. Well, actually, it's her granddaughter that posts because she doesn't speak any English, but she'll do, like, you can buy a dozen tamales for, I think it's like $6 or something. She'll do them occasionally. Super authentic, amazing, homemade salsa, everything that goes with it. And this tastes just as good as those tamales do.
Oh, that's great.
That's why I was like, I'm like, oh my God, I can't stop.
When you and the other chefs were working on them the other day, I happened to be over to the pantry and you let me try it. And that was great then. But you were just working on it then. So by now you've perfected
that this. Rachel was actually doing a little experimentation on how this was going to be a thing because
it was come together.
It was a creation. You know, I'm sure there's tamale pie out there, but this was a new thing for her. So she, you know, came up with a few different type of toppings with the masa.
Okay.
Which is how we really scheduled this meal. We often get something and then decide to build a meal around it coming up. And this was a palette of masa came in.
Okay.
And Rachel likes making tamale casseroles. We've done something like it for staff and volunteer meals. And we did it once before, something like this for the fam meal. But this is kind of a new creation.
And so after I had those couple of bites over at the pantry the other day, I came back to Dee and I said, all right, here's what we're having this week.
Mm-hmm.
And based on my brief description there, you found a beer for us today.
I did, yeah.
Tell me what we got here.
Now
that gives me a chance to eat here.
Yes, get in there. I didn't know how spicy it was going to be. I assumed it'd be pretty mild just because it's a big group of the community that's coming in there and not everybody likes a lot of spice.
That's right.
So I was anticipating there might be a little on there, maybe a little option for spice. Whenever we do spice, we like to pair with the IPA just because it rolls it around on your tongue a little more. That being said, you could obviously pair any sort of Mexican lager with this, and it would be fantastic.
Oh, of course, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, any, you know, even if you want to go with the macro brews, Corona, Modelo, anything like that would be fantastic as well. But I want to see how this pairs with our Fantasy Factory from our friends at Carbon 4, who, by the way, the Carbon 4 folks just re-released Hopalicious to the masses.
Yep.
So if you've been missing Hopalicious from our old friends at Ale Asylum, Carbon 4 is pumping it out, and you can get it at their tap room.
And they're going to be reintroducing a few of their brewers, correct?
Yes, totally. But they started with Hopalicious.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yep. You had to, right?
All right. So let's try this together and see what happens. Now, we did not heat this up, so we're eating cold tamale pie.
Which I like. I like cold tamales. I like cold meatloaf. Call me weird. I have the veggie tamale pie, so there is a vegetarian option for this as well.
Yeah, we always have a vegetarian, and sometimes it's vegan when we can, depending on what's going on.
Yeah.
And then the Munch Van always has peanut butter and jelly, and often, like, I know this week they're running a veggie sandwich, cucumbers, tomatoes, and mayonnaise, and stuffed cheese.
And I don't
have
a third
really
option.
Good bread. Madison Sourdough, we've been running a lot of their bread, which is if you ever,
Oh my God, so good.
You almost no matter what you make on that bread, it's so good. So we try to put that out. And it's nice and healthy, which is part of what we're always trying to do since the beginning of the program, especially going curbside. When it was indoors, there was a lot of variety.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a lot of pickups from groceries, from Hy-Vees and from Quick Trips. Just a lot of stuff's coming in. It's sort of like you really have to sort of take the time to schedule out how you're going to get, you know, whole fruits, salads, greens, that
for
sort
sure.
of thing, you know, and make sure it's going to be able to be enough for the amount of portions we do, which is sometimes 2,000.
Holy guacamole.
Week. Yeah, it's a pretty big assembly.
Guacamole would go good with this, too.
It's in here. Yeah. I have guacamole in mine.
It's hard to make guacamole for the whole thing, but for the vegetarian, it's often something we can do. And
And that makes sense because you're kind of subbing out. That's a good fat content in the guacamole as opposed to the beef. Because you get the vegetarian,
absolutely.
So that's perfect. I love it.
And,
all right.
And the pairing works well, too. I got to try it while you guys were talking, and yes, that does work really well together.
It's fantastic.
So kudos
Fantasy
to
Factory.
You. I do want to mention one more thing with River Food Pantry. Throughout the month of March, they're celebrating Match Madness.
Oh, boy.
So when you make a donation, it's matched dollar for dollar up to $20,000. Not going specifically for food in this case. It's going for other hygiene essentials.
Okay.
So basically toiletries and paper products and cleaning supplies, all of that stuff, which frees up other money from the pantry and their budget to get the food.
Whoever came up with that, I want to high-five them. Match Madness.
Match Madness, yes, exactly. You can find out more about that at riverfoodpantry.org. And again, those donations matched dollar for dollar up to $20,000.
If I have a moment, I have to thank the volunteers.
Oh, absolutely.
I was thanking the chefs. We, you know, the ideas, the guidance, but we have a volunteer army that put this together. When you, that kind of numbers, you know, it's so much work is done by them. I can't say enough.
And
thank
again,
you.
If you want to volunteer, same place, riverfoodpantry.org for all the info on volunteering, whether it's in the kitchen or helping handing out food or stocking shelves or whatever, riverfoodpantry.org. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Pat. Nice to meet you both.
All right.
Thank
we cook, we eat, we drink, we feed the resistance every Friday right about this time on Madison's Alternative 106.7, The Resistance.